This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. As students in Chicago public schools wrapped up their first day back on Monday, the thermometer was reading 95 degrees. WBEZ's Lisa Corian-Phillip was at Ella Flagg Young Elementary School in Austin, where more than one student had frozen treats on their mind.
Janae Dandridge just finished her first day of preschool, and she's also celebrating her fourth birthday. She was on her way to an ice cream truck across the street.
How did your first day of school go?
Ice cream.
Oh, you're getting some ice cream?
Yeah.
How was your first day of school?
Ice cream.
All you like can think about is ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a hot day, huh?
Yeah.
Janae's parents say they were excited to have their youngest of four kids start school, but a touch sad too, because they're growing up so fast. Lisa Corian-Phillip, WBEZ News.
An excessive heat warning is in effect today for Cook County and much of the area, and we'll have more on the weather in a little bit. It doesn't look like a measure in Springfield that would let legislative employees unionize will advance any further this year. At a labor-friendly Democratic National Convention, the leaders of the Illinois House and Senate were still at odds. The measure is necessary because State House staffers can't unionize under current Illinois labor law. House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch says he's done what he can by passing the bill to change that.
I stand by that bill. I'm hoping that the Senate moves that bill to the governor's desk and the governor signs it.
State Senate President Don Harmon says that's not going to happen.
There are fatal flaws in the bill, and I hope that the House leadership and staff will get together and work out their own problems.
Welch is trying to get a lawsuit dismissed that claims he's depriving his employees of their constitutional right to organize, which is new as of 2022. Chicago was the first stop yesterday of a national bus tour that highlights the plight of childcare and home care workers. SEIU Healthcare President Greg Kelly was on hand at the kickoff rally. His union represents thousands of care workers in four states.
In Illinois and far beyond, there are millions of people with disabilities and seniors who cannot access the home care they need because there are just not enough care workers. That's true for child care workers, too.
The campaign is called Care Can't Wait. The bus tour will swing through seven states, including Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Chicago's in the midst of its biggest heat wave of the year. The heat index is expected to exceed triple digits today. With that comes the risk of heat stroke. Dr. Juanita Mora is a local allergist and immunologist. She says lightheadedness, confusion, and feeling clammy are possible signs of a heat stroke.
If someone encounters this case, the first thing to actually do is take them to a cooler room, put some cool compresses or a little bit of ice onto the forehead to try to lower the temperature, start liquids as well too, making sure if they can to drink fluids.
Once immediate treatment has been provided, Dr. Mora says to call 911 to ensure they receive a full medical evaluation. Some other things you should know today. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein will remain on the ballot in Wisconsin after the state Supreme Court decided not to hear a Democratic challenge seeking to oust her. The court on Monday decided against hearing the challenge brought by an employee of the Democratic National Committee. He had argued that the Green Party did not meet requirements under the law for being on the ballot. Stein last appeared on the Wisconsin ballot in 2016, when she won just over 31,000 votes, more than Donald Trump's winning margin of just under 23,000 votes in the state. An attorney representing Sean Grayson, the former sheriff's deputy who fatally shot Springfield resident Sonia Massey, is looking to get him out of jail while he awaits trial. An earlier request for pretrial release was denied by Sangamon County Judge Ryan Cadigan. Attorney Mike Wyckoff is appealing that decision. A ruling on that can take a few months. Wyckoff says Grayson is not being treated any differently than any other defendant. Grayson is facing first-degree murder charges. And here it is, your full weather report. Today will be super hot, with the high reaching 98 degrees. An excessive heat warning is in effect for Cook County and much of the Midwest until later tonight. Dangerously warm and humid conditions will make it feel as hot as 115 degrees. This will make being outdoors hazardous, especially for people who are elderly or who have serious health conditions. More than 250 cooling center locations will be activated through Wednesday, including locations at community centers, public libraries, and senior centers. People can go to chicago.gov to find a full list of cooling centers in the city. An air quality alert is also in effect until midnight for the Chicago region, including Northwest Indiana and Southwest Michigan. The Illinois EPA warns ozone and pollution levels will be unhealthy for sensitive groups. Tomorrow, things should cool back down a bit, with highs in the 80s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.